Even though the legislative session doesn't start until tomorrow, lots of behind-the-scenes work is underway at the state capitol. APRN's Annie Fite wandered the halls today looking for activity and has this story.
In the back of the House chamber, Colt Franklin and Josh Verhagen are huddled over an old-fashioned paper cutter. The House pages are carefully chopping the edges off laminated maps of the House floor, showing which representatives have which seat. Franklin explains.
When representatives are looking to see like who has given a certain bill and or they're looking to pass a message to a person, they're able to look at the maps and able to know exactly where that person is and who they are they're trying to find out, that kind of thing.
Franklin and Verhagen have been on the job since last Tuesday, doing all the little tasks that will help the session run smoothly. Both are college students who wanted to see the session up close to get insight into the political system. Verhagen.
I just wanted to come down and see what it was like to work in the Capitol and learn a little bit more about our state government and how it works.
Franklin says after a week of prep, he's ready for the actual session to start.
We did a mock session to prepare for it, and I'm just excited to see exactly what's going to happen and what my responsibilities are, what I can do to help out the process of it.
After saying goodbye, I head down the cavernous stairway and run into James Prim. He's nice enough to let me tag along.
I guess I'm just an intern with Wolokowski's office.
And where are we going?
Supplies. I need to find a tape measure, see if they'll lend me one.
Why do you need a tape measure?
We're trying to see if a file cabinet will fit in our office. And I don't think it's going to.
We find the supply closet in the basement.
Is there anybody I can borrow a tape measure from you guys? Thanks. How's it going, man?
Good, how's it going?
Pretty good. All right, cool.
You got it.
Yeah, I got the tape measure. Now back up the stairs again.
We climb 5 flights of stairs to Senator Wolokowski's office. On the long trip up, Prim explains what his job has entailed in the last few days.
There's really nothing else I'm doing except just trying to put all together, get files together, and get my office together, and just move, boxes, and papers.
When we arrive at the office, we meet Michelle Seideman, Senator Bill Wolokowski's chief of staff. Last session, Wolokowski was part of the Senate bipartisan majority. This year, with the new Republican majority, he's in the Democratic minority. Seideman explains that means smaller offices.
So we're just working with less real estate.
And how frustrating has that been?
Well, it's just a challenge getting everything and, you know, realizing that we're in a digital age now, so you don't really need hard copies of stuff. So we just have to change our mindset and be more efficient and work with less. So I think we're up to the job, but it takes a little doing.
She measures the file cabinet.
So 18 inches. Let's see. This is going to fit over here. So that is a tight fit.
It doesn't work, but Seideman and Prim still have a few more hours to figure out something that does. At the Capitol, I'm Annie Fite.